Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. Timothy, my son, we know that the law is good, if anyone uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, immoral persons, sodomites, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. I thank Him who has given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord, because He judged me faithful by appointing me to His service, though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and insulted Him. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. At that time Jesus came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man, and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see men, but they look like trees walking." Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and saw everything clearly. And he sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." On this day, the 13th of December, we commemorate Hermann, the Wonder Worker of Alaska, and first saint of America. Saint Hermann was born near Moscow in 1756. In his youth, he became a monk, first at the St. Sergius Hermitage near St. Petersburg on the Gulf of Finland. While he dwelt there, the Most Holy Mother of God appeared to him, healing him of a grave malady. Afterwards, he entered Valam Monastery on Valiant Island in Lake Ladoga. He often withdrew into the wilderness to pray for days at a time. In 1794, answering a call for missionaries to preach the gospel to the Aleuts, he came to the New World with the first Orthodox mission to Alaska. He settled on Spruce Island, which he called New Valam, and here he persevered, even in the face of many grievous afflictions, mostly at the hands of his own countrymen, in the loving service of God and of his neighbor. Besides his many toils for the sake of the Aleuts, he subdued his flesh with great asceticism, wearing chains, sleeping little, fasting, and praying much. He brought many people to Christ by the example of his life, his teaching, and his kindness and sanctity, and was granted the grace of working miracles and of prophetic insight. Since he was not a priest, angels descended at Theophany to bless the waters in the bay. Saint Hermann used this holy water to heal the sick, because of his unwearying missionary labors, which were crowned by God with the salvation of countless souls. He is called the Enlightener of the Aleuts, and has likewise been renowned as a wonder worker since his repose in 1837. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.